course, was in the very early days. I'm speaking of in the 20s now, mm-hmm. in the late 20s. Now, that changed in the 30s, I think. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about the mm-hmm. early days. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was aware of the fact that Chinese could not buy property in various portions of the city, mm-hmm. in Bakersfield. And I knew that most of the Chinese lived in certain areas. Mm-hmm. It was not until I attended law school, I think, in 1940. Six or seven, maybe it was 48, where the racial covenants were struck down by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. I think it was 1947-48, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been that recent.
Mm-hmm. Even after that law was passed, probably still sort of a private practice.
Oh yes, for sure. And even today, I think there are certain areas where it's a little more difficult to rent or to buy. Mm-hmm.
Did your parents own property?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, my father was an alien. Mm-hmm. So the property had to be purchased in mother's name. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until after World War II that Dad became a citizen. Mm-hmm.
Another question is about Chinese American involvement in the movie industry, mm-hmm. and I thought it was from your point of view, because a lot of time we ask about people how they think the Chinese were portrayed in the movie, in American movie. And what do you think about that?
Well, I think my views on that are very similar to the views of the others. The other members of the community. In the early days, the Chinese were portrayed in a very negative fashion. We had the Fu Manchu series where the Chinese were the villains, and mm-hmm. I think there were many other portrayals of Chinese in a bad light. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when we were growing up, we thought that the Charlie Chan series portrayed a very positive picture of the Chinese. Mm-hmm. And I suppose, comparatively speaking, the Charlie Chan pictures, which have now fallen into disrepute, was a refreshing change from the Fu Manchu series anyway.
Uh-huh. It's just the time that a little bit of change to Chinese is a progress.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Do you know any of your friends were involved in the movie industry since Bakersfield is so close to Los Angeles? Was that sort of a Chinese in Bakersfield feel like coming to Los Angeles for that purpose? Join in the movie industry?
I really can't think of any Chinese who came from Bakersfield to Los Angeles to go in the movie industry. Mm-hmm. Although I've known a good number of friends who have been in the movie industry. For example, I knew Victor San Young since the 30s. And of course, Benson Fong I've known for many, many years, and Beulah too. Beulah Kuo, Dolores has known Beulah since the middle 30s, and I met Beulah in the late 30s.
Most of them were from Northern California, attending University of California.
Well, as a matter of fact, Victor San Young did attend Berkeley, uh-huh. as did Beulah. Ki Luke, of course, was from down here, mm-hmm. and did not meet Ki Luke till I came to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've known Bessie Liu for a long time. time. The others I've met since coming to Los Angeles.
These are the more successful actors or actresses in the movie industries. And I guess they have their, you know, their hardship in terms of getting into it, or their talent too. But how about the others who did not make, you know, as successfully as these people? Did you have any contact with these people, like as extras, and try to get into it? And
I did not come to Los Angeles until 1951, and so I'm not at all aware of the situation in Hollywood, say in the 40s or in the 30s, you know. And it was not my prime interest at the time. So, so when I came to Los Angeles, I was a lawyer, and I was more interested in the legal field. I really didn't have that much to do with the movie industry. So you probably could ask other people more than I about the movie industry.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess I should at least conclude today's interview, and I thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.